As part of a series of meetings with the new cabinet, the Czech President Václav Klaus received Environment Minister Pavel Drobil at Prague Castle on Tuesday. But they discussed economic matters just as much as green issues. Under the previous elected government, the ministry was under the control of the Green Party and was seen as something of a bastion of environmental activism. That's something the Conservative Mr. Drobil plans to change. Sarah Barufka reports.
Some might say that Pavel Drobil was handed the short end of the stick during talks on the formation of the recently installed coalition government. After preparing for the post of Minister of Industry, the 38-year-old lawyer and member of the Civic Democrats was handed the environment portfolio. But he wasn't the only one who was disappointed. Given his lack of green credentials, his appointment came as a letdown to many environmental activists. On Tuesday morning, Minister Drobil met with President Václav Klaus, who is known for both his love of the free market and skepticism as to whether mankind is responsible for global warming. Afterwards, Mr. Drobil said that the two had mainly discussed aspects of his work that are likely to have an impact on the Czech economy.
We didn't talk about any negatives or any disagreements with someone or something. I informed the president of the positives. One of the things we talked about, and that I am focused on long term, is that I want to change the ministry into a regular standard state body. It is a ministry that is focused on life, and we should not neglect human life, and that was one of the things we talked about.
Just 1 month into his term, Pavel Drobil has already been the target of harsh criticism from many environmental experts who believe he lacks the necessary qualifications to lead the ministry. Wojciech Kotecký of Friends of the Earth says this alone should not be held against him, since the election of non-expert ministers is something that can happen in any parliamentary democracy. But some steps Mr. Drobil has taken do worry the Green campaigner.
For example, very worryingly, the minister seems to be extremely skeptical about renewables, and he seems to be prepared to make radical cuts in support for renewable energy in the Czech Republic, which would be a major step backwards in this crucial green sector in the country.
For now, it seems that, at least in terminology, Mr. Drobil is focusing on economic matters. After his first meeting with the Czech president, he announced that he is planning to transform the State Environmental Fund into what he calls a green bank.
Thank you for that report, Sarah Barufka.